Good day, I'm Anjui James-Soyez with GIS Midday News for Monday, June 20. Coming up, application period opens for Jamaica House Fellowship, KSAC to refurbish market bathrooms in the corporate area, and government to increase number of judges to serve in parish courts. The news in detail after the break.
Residents of Black River and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, June 25, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Black River High School in St. Elizabeth. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payments using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, June 25, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Black River High School in St. Elizabeth.
Now the news. The Office of the Prime Minister is now accepting applications from members of the public for the Jamaica House Fellowship Program. Announced by Prime Minister Andrew Holness during his recent budget presentation, the program is designed to encourage more gifted young Jamaicans from various fields to join the public service. Successful candidates will work under the direct guidance and supervision of the Chief Technical Director in the Office of the Prime Minister and will be involved in a wide range of high-impact projects. These include tasks such as gathering and analyzing data, reviewing costs, benefits, and the possible impact of policy options, researching information to support the evaluation of policy options, and designing and implementing government policies. Fellows will also assist in providing analysis and support to aid in decision-making at the highest levels, while helping to coordinate and monitor the progress of initiatives across ministries, departments, and agencies of government in a timely and efficient manner. Persons may access application forms and criteria for the program at opm.gov.jm/Jamaica House Fellowship. Deadline for submission is August 2. For further information about the Jamaica House Fellowship, persons may email Jamaica House Fellowship at opm.gov.jm or call 946-4475. The Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, says it will continue improvement works on the bathrooms of several markets in the corporate area. Among the markets to receive attention are Constant Spring and Papin in St. Andrew and Coronation in downtown Kingston.
And so what we have done is that we have started to improve the condition in the bathrooms, in the shower, and we have extended to doing that.
Mayor of Kingston, Dr. Angela Brownberg, was speaking during a town hall meeting hosted by the KSAC on June 16. She says the condition of the restrooms at some markets is affecting sales and customer experience. In the meantime, Mayor Brownberg is calling on KSAC residents to take personal responsibility for their surroundings. She says the improper disposal of solid waste, such as plastic bottles in gullies and drains, continues to be a cause for concern, especially in light of mosquito-borne illnesses such as dengue and the Zika virus. The government is seeking to increase the number of judges available to serve in parish courts, this to deal with the backlog in cases both in the civil and criminal jurisdictions. Minister of Justice Delroy Chuck says it is important that the matter is dealt with urgently.
This is where the average man gets his justice, and we have to make sure that more judges and prosecutors and clerk of courts are available so that these matters can be dealt with.
Minister Chuck was making his contribution to the 2016-17 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives recently. And State Minister for Youth Floyd Green says the National Youth Service NYS Summer Work Employment Program has been positively impacting the lives of many young persons. Minister Green says the expansion from 5,000 to 6,000 placement opportunities is part of ongoing efforts by the government to advance youth development.
We thought it very, very important that we expand those numbers and that we set a target and that we keep expanding, because the more young people that we can introduce to work during the summer period, we believe is the more that will go on to have productive lives.
Minister Green was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. Participants enrolled in the summer program are placed in an organization to work for 3 weeks. During placement, it is expected that participants will practice the values taught during the orientation process and gain meaningful experience while appreciating the concept of volunteerism. Participants are paid a stipend by the NYS at the end of their placement. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James-Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.